Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country and around the globe, Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. Coming to you live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx as we get ready for Game 3 of the World Series between the Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Beautiful day here in New York. It'll be a little chilly here tonight. And obviously, the Yankees in a must-win situation. You can sit here and talk about, well, you haven't lost anything until you lost at home. But you needed to have a split out in L.A. You absolutely had to have a split. And if you don't get that, you got to win Game 3. If you don't, it's a matter of time. Now, that being said, Netflix is airing a series right now on the Boston Red Sox back in 2004 when they came from 3-0 down in the Saturday Night Massacre at Fenway Park 19-8. All right, Kevin Millar, shots of Jack Daniels, cowboy up and all that crazy stuff. The odds say, look, the Dodgers in a very, very good spot right now and a win tonight, and it's just a matter of time. We may not get back to L.A., truth be known. I think if the Dodgers win tonight, the series will end here in New York, and the Dodgers will win a world championship here under, the fabled New York skyline and, of course, Yankee Stadium. So we shall see. Cool night. Ohtani coming off a dislocation. He's in the lineup tonight. We'll see how that pans out. But really, it's about, a win tonight for the Yankees. And Clark Schmidt gets the ball against Walker Buehler. We shall see. And, situation where the Yankees have to check the win column tonight. If they don't, it's just a matter of time. All right, what else do I want to give you? I mean, come on now. Jaden Daniels, can we not get excited about this kid? Could this be, seriously, never mind rookie of the year, could this be rookie of the year and the most valuable player? I mean, come on. What a way for the Bears to lose that game. We'll go around the NFL. 49ers, big win. Packers always find a way. Detroit looks like a powerhouse. Pittsburgh and the Giants tonight. We got a lot to get to. Tyler Levine, he's inside the confines of Yankee Stadium. He's going to join us. David Teal on the top 16 poll in college football. We're coming back live at Yankee Stadium on a Monday into a Tuesday on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Get with the program. We'll get played like a slow jam.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, along with producer Dominic Jimenez, Marty Terrell live here at Yankee Stadium in New York City, getting ready for game 3 of the World Series. Tyler Levine, he's out beyond center field. He's out by Monument Park. So I'll look forward to that little conversation coming up in about 20 minutes, less than that, about 12, 15 minutes or so. But Dodgers taking BP right now, mass media, as to be expected, two major market teams. We could do the football to start it, but I'll save that, and we'll do some college stuff with David Teal. There's so much going on. I mean, what a weekend in college football, so many incredible games. But I guess we'll start with the baseball. I want to go back to Friday night. I mean, this series should be 1-1. Gleyber Torres, how you don't come up with Soto's throw as Ohtani hit one three-quarters of the way up the wall in right field and fielded it cleanly off the wall. Now, granted, he threw it on a laser. He threw it on a line. But Torres has to get in front of that baseball. Instead, he tries to short hop it backhanded. Ball gets away. It's a never-never land. It's between second base and the mound. Ohtani, who, say what you want, prodigious talent, but great game awareness, goes over to third. Mookie then hits a line shot deep to center, gathered in by Judge. But Ohtani waltzes home with the tying run at 2-2. Game should have ended 2-1. You can't, though, and this is me, you can't do the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You can't do it. I mean, it just that's not the way sports is. That's not the way life is. But then you get the 3-2 lead. And then Torres, ironically, thinks he's got a home run, but he doesn't, as you get a fan interference. And then, obviously, you get the Freeman grand slam after the Yankees took the 3-2 lead, then the grand slam. And then your 6-3 final, adios, drive safe. Dodgers come back with a 4-2 win. I have no idea what Volpe was thinking of on Saturday night in the ninth. Bases loaded. He's swinging at just absolute garbage. I mean, seriously, you have to have some kind of plate discipline and some kind of swing control when you're swinging at things outside the strike zone like that. I mean, come on. And he's been a disaster all year. And the other culprit right now, if you're a Yankee fan, is Aaron Judge. I mean, he is not playing well. Aaron Judge right now is just confounding. He looks lost up there. Bases loaded, pop up to short. Can't move runners over. Can't get a sacrifice fly. He's got that big sweeping swing. So listen, the Yankee, you reap what you sow. There's no other way to describe this. You reap what you sow. How have the Dodgers done it? I mean, Edmund. I mean, this kid, right? I mean, say what you want. Tommy Edmund's been unbelievable. Ohtani is Ohtani. Mookie is Mookie. Lux is Lux. Will Smith is Will Smith. But they're getting contributions. And, I mean, the pitching performances they've gotten so far have been nothing short of stellar. And so tonight they give the ball to Walker Buehler, this kid, a Kentucky kid from Lexington, Vanderbilt. And let's be honest, when he burst on the scene, he looked great. Two Tommy John surgeries later, ERA, which is like the mortgage rates that you get from Rocket Mortgage, way up around 6 or 7. But the talent is there, the ability is there, and he's in a big spot. You got to remember, this is a Dodger team that does not have Kershaw, does not have really that shutdown starter. Flaherty's not that. They don't really have that true, you know, lights out like a Pedro Martinez or a Schilling or a Randy Johnson. And truth be known, the Yankees don't either. Gerrit Cole was supposed to be that guy, but he's not. As good as he was in game one and deserved a better fate, the fact of the matter is Gerrit Cole is not a true ace. I mean, there's a bunch of teams that have better aces right now than Gerrit Cole. He's not what the Yankees thought they were. He hasn't been what the Yankees thought they were getting. He's an outstanding pitcher. He's very good. But he's not a shutdown closer. So we shall see. I will say this. Ohtani, hey, look, a little cool here tonight. Going to be in the upper 50s. By the time we get started, it'll be in the lower 50s when we get to the late innings. Look, Ohtani, I don't know. You know, a dislocation, what can it be? A little stiff, I'm sure, with modern medicine and, massage therapy and all sorts of ways to manipulate and get the blood flow squared away. I think Ohtani, and if I didn't know any better, right, this is where we get scripted stories. Ohtani, less than 100%, dislocated shoulder, and all of a sudden, you know, he goes yard twice, knocks in 5 runs, and adds to his lore, adds to his baseball mystique and history. So that's the way it shapes up tonight. We know it's simple. The Yankees have to win. They have to. And right now, truth be known, and I know this drives some people crazy, but when you're up 2-0 in a series, even though those wins were at Dodger Stadium, the fact is it is so difficult to come back against any team, really, at 0-2 down, even though you got the home field. Now, the Yankees are pulling out all the stops, right? Derek Jeter throws out the first pitch tonight. This place will be a madhouse to begin with. You throw a little Jeter log on the fire, that'll incite them. But you know what? They got to do it on the field. They really do. The Yankees are fundamentally sound. They can run the bases for the most part. Jazz Chapman, shows you that the other night. Or Chisholm. I can't believe I said Chapman, Chisholm. And the fact of the matter is the Yankees have to shore up their defense. And that means shortstop. That means second base. That means the outfield. That means, you know, in fairness to Gleyber Torres, that means, you know, Soto's, I guess, got to make a cleaner throw. But, you know, listen, things get magnified at this level, right? It's the World Series. The whole world's watching. That's why they call it the World Series. And every little mistake, every little error gets magnified. But the Dodgers left the door open in game two. They truly did. But the Yankees did not capitalize. So that's where we go. We're going to hear, obviously, a New York perspective from Tyler Levine. He openly admits, a longtime Yankee fan. We're on the East Coast. We're at Yankee Stadium here on Sports Byline. And honestly, as a sports fan and a baseball fan, you want to see the Yankees win. You don't want to see a World Series go in 4. You don't want to see a World Series go in 5. You want to see 6 at the minimum and 7 if you can get it. So the way it sets up, Yankees tonight, Yankees-Dodgers tomorrow, Yankees-Dodgers on Wednesday, and the two words that no one wants to hear, if necessary, on Wednesday, travel day Thursday, and then we head to Los Angeles on Friday and Saturday night. Best case scenario. So we shall see. Clark Schmidt, look, Georgia kid from the South, seems to be in full receipt of what New York is like, the Broadway lights, the 100% pressure-packed environment here with the Yankees down 2-0. I think he's got to give them five, right? He's got to give them five solid innings. Don't walk the store. You're not gonna be striking out many of these hitters with the Dodgers, and you know, stay out of trouble. The other thing I'll say here before we go to break and bring on Tyler, I fully prescribe to baseball, even in the postseason, is about streaks, good and bad. And the Dodgers right now are streaking in a positive fashion, and the Yankees are streaking the wrong way. They just are. So that being said, you know, my heart, because I'd like a long series, like most sports fans, my head says I could easily see the Dodgers win this game tonight, and then it's just a matter of time. Just an absolute matter of time. All right, we'll look at the NFL, too, coming up in a lot of college football with David Teal. You have to start, I guess, with, you know, Ohio State dodged a bullet, Penn State dodged a bullet. There's just, you know, Notre Dame looks like they're really coming on. Navy got, I think, a lesson in reality. Army survived again. Army is going to be in this building here with Notre Dame in about a month in November. You're going to see Army and Notre Dame here at Yankee Stadium. LSU, wow, whack. Texas A&M right now, I think the girl with the curl in the SEC conference. So we will do that. We'll come back. Tyler Levine, he's out by Monument Park at Yankee Stadium as we roll along here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Game 3 of the World Series on Sports Byline. We're coming right back.
Standing outside in the rain, say it to my face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. How you say heat your body?
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Yankee Stadium, Monday into a Tuesday, game three. Got to have win by the Yankees, presented by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com, $10,000 down to defray those closing costs, and by American Premium Vodka, and by Geico Insurance, geicoinsurance.com. Let's get him in here. Where are you, Tyler Levine? Somewhere out there by Monument Park is where I want to guess. What's up, Tyler? Give us a locale and what's going on. How are you?
I am thriving, Mr. Marty, back in New York. I've been living in Florida for many years now, but anytime I get a chance to come home, it feels like a blessing. The energy here is absolutely unbelievable. I've been outside Billy's and Sam's for a couple hours now, headed into the stadium a little bit. Man, I'm feeling good, ready for this game. Derek Jeter throwing out the opening pitch. What a move by the Yankees. Man, the environment is going to be second to none here. On my show, First Touch, I talk often about the environment overseas and how it's different, but this Yankees World Series game, the energy in the air just feels different. Baseball in October, World Series, Yankees-Dodgers, here we go.
Yeah, hey, keep you on for a few minutes here because you got some good stuff. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, I go back to Friday night. You and I had a little text storm thread going all weekend long. I mean, Torres, some of the smallest, most basic plays, the Yankees failed. And it goes to show you, Tyler, there is no reason, absolutely no reason, why this series isn't 1-1 right now. So here's my thing. I mean, you've got Schmidt going. You're going against Bueller. You don't know what you're going to get. He's either hot or cold. How do you see this tonight with the fact that the Yankees are coming in here, I think, really jolted, especially by the Freeman Grand Slam Friday night? Let me hear real quick.
Well, for those who don't know, the last two World Series where the Yankees and Dodgers faced off, the team with home field advantage went up 2-0 and lost four straight. And listen, that's not what I'm saying is going to happen here. However, the Yanks are winning tonight. It's plain and simple. This environment is going to be absolutely insane. This environment is not going to be what we've seen in L.A. This is the first World Series game in New York in 15 years. And you could feel it from the moment you got off the train, from the moment you got out of the car, from the moment you walked onto the parking lot. This is different. This series is going 2-1 tonight. I'm assuming it's going 2-2 tomorrow. Walker Buehler, he stands no chance. The Yankees are winning tonight. And realistically, you're right. We are an error or two away. The Gleyber Torres error in game one cost us that game. Game two, it is what it is. The Dodgers out-hit us. Yamamoto was absolutely unstoppable, and we still had a chance to win. The 2-0 series lead for the Dodgers looks a lot worse than it is. It is not like they have just outplayed us and shut us down. We have been in it both games, and I expect a huge W tonight for the Yankees.
Talking to Tyler Levine, making his way into Yankee Stadium as we get ready for game three tonight. Must win for the Yankees. All right. I mean, Aaron Judge, he looks like an ordinary guy right now. He doesn't look like 58 home runs. He doesn't look like 120-some-odd RBIs. He looks pop up to short, little flares to right field. It started with the Kansas City series, and it's carried over into, the Cleveland series, and then obviously into the World Series. I mean, what's going on with Judge? Is this just the fact that they know how to pitch him? And that he knows it and he's at a decided disadvantage? Or is he just flat out picked the wrong time to be in a horrific slump right now? Because there's a lot of pressure on Aaron Judge to deliver something here. And so far it's been next to nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure on him. He has not hit well in the postseason throughout his career. There's no doubt about it. I can't even as a Yankee fan defend that. I think that he needs to just find his confidence, know what's coming. They're pitching him the same way. It's very similar to Volpe. They're throwing him low and away every time, and they're throwing him fastballs high. And listen, he's just got to relax, man. I think that he's feeling the pressure. He's got to take a deep breath. He's home tonight. From what I've been seeing on social media, he's getting a standing ovation. We are with Aaron Judge. We are absolutely ready to rock and roll. And realistically, look, it's a team sport. You can't rely on one guy every single night. The other guys in the lineup got to pick him up, give him some confidence, put him in good spots, and we got to take this home tonight. It's as simple as that.
All right, a couple more. We got to switch gears. I mean, I'm telling you right now, Jaden Daniels, I mean, look, it takes a lot of luck to throw a Hail Mary. He ran the ball 40 yards before he unleashed it. He ran nearly a half a freaking football field. There used to be a guy at Iowa State by the name of Seneca Wallace, and on one Saturday night against Texas Tech, he did the same thing. He ran about 70 yards. I mean, it was crazy. What a play. What a year. The Washington Commanders were living in the basement. They were in NFL purgatory. What a turnaround. What a pick. And he does it at the expense of the number one pick, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears. Come on now. Is this not why we love sports? And isn't this specifically why we love the National Football League on Sundays?
It's absolutely unbelievable, and I'm about to give my take. I want to give a quick shout-out to my dad real quick for making me a Yankee fan. I wouldn't be here without him. But to focus on this game, unbelievable play, a 65-yard throw in the air. We saw all over social media, unless you live under a rock, you've seen it. Number 29 on the Bears, taunting the fans. He's the one who tipped the ball into the end zone. But regardless, man, that is a throw of someone who is feeling good. Not many guys in the league right now can make that throw in the air and get it that deep. I know it sounds crazy, but Jaden Daniels, man, that is on him. That play is all him. You see this so often. Guys go for Hail Marys. They get sacked. They pull up short. You know, they try and do the pitch and ladder thing. Unbelievable play. I was in the airport in Miami while it happened, which is not a place of Commanders and Bears fans, and everyone in the airport lost their minds. This guy is showtime. He is as legit as it gets. And I'm just saying it right now, if I am a GM and I could go back and redraft this year, I'm going with Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams all day long for the future, for the next 5-10 years, no doubt.
All right, couple more real quick. I got to think Jerry Jones has got to be thinking about making a coaching change. He doesn't normally. I mean, I don't think he's ever done it midseason. The Cowboys, it wasn't as bad as it looked in terms of maybe the score or the other way around. It was worse than the final score indicated. CeeCee Lamb had a – but Dak looks lost. You know, they don't have Micah Parsons. I don't know, but this team and that San Francisco team, despite their record coming in, they're going to be fine because they've been so banged up with illness and, you know, pneumonia, Debo, and all sorts of injuries. But the Cowboys look lost, and you got the Commanders. Now, the Giants are probably going to bring up the rear, but Philly with a big road win at Cincinnati. I don't know. You tell me. If I'm Jerry Jones, though, I'm not calling Belichick, but I'm making the move right now. I'm making the move right now. I'm going to try to salvage the season. McCarthy should not have survived last year. I make the move, and I prepare myself and my attorneys and all my people to prepare a motherload offer to Bill Belichick over the winter. You tell me on the Cowboys.
Well, listen, the Cowboys season ended when they decided not to make any moves over the offseason, ran it back with the same squad, didn't get better, and got more expensive. McCarthy won't survive, ultimately, and that's not on him. It's on ownership. And Jerry Jones can make all the moves that he wants, but this is on him. Unequivocally, unarguable, nobody can convince me otherwise. And look, last night was just a reflection of that. They could have won that game. They had a ton of turnovers. They are weak on defense. They have no grit. They are absolutely soft. And anyone who follows the Cowboys could have predicted this. Anyone who follows the NFL could have predicted this going into this season. They didn't make any moves. They re-signed their quarterback to a more expensive contract. They re-signed their wide receiver to a more expensive contract. And I'm not saying those things shouldn't have happened. However, they didn't make any other moves.
Tyler, great job out of you. Enjoy yourself. I'll be sure to text you during the game. But this is all pressure-packed here in New York. Yankees in a must-win situation. Great job out of you, pal. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Marty. Talk soon.
All right, you got a Tyler Levine checking in here from Yankee Stadium. All right, NFL, I mean, the Washington Commanders, the Lions, that's a heartbreaking loss for the Bears. The Jets here in New York, I mean, I couldn't even though I'm a Patriot fan, I couldn't even get myself to get out of bed early and go get the New York tabloids. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are a mess. They are an unmitigated mess. How you can go to Foxborough and lose to that team, I mean, it's almost hard to comprehend. 2-6, going nowhere. It's not going to be a playoff year. You know, if I'm Woody Johnson, you know, I fired Salah. That obviously wasn't the right move. You made a mistake with Aaron Rodgers. You get a guy that works harder on being on, if you think about it, works harder on being on Pat McAfee than he does on winning football game. If I'm Woody Johnson, I tell, you know what, Aaron? Why don't you give McAfee a little bit of a furlough here? Why don't you take a month off, and why don't we scratch and claw our way to maybe 8-8, you know, and save some face? What a disaster. I mean, and funny, no matter where you went in New York yesterday to a restaurant, because the Giants play tonight, Monday night, you couldn't escape the Jets-Patriots, at least where I went. Couldn't escape it. Unbelievable. All right, David Teal, longtime writer in Richmond, Virginia, outstanding college football insider. He's going to join us, and we come back here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're live at Yankee Stadium on the cusp of Game 3 World Series. Coming right back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Coming to you live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York, getting ready for Game 3 of the World Series. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline, along with our crack producer, Dominic Jimenez. Thank you so much, Dom. Yeah, we talked a lot of baseball tonight. We've obviously dived headlong into the NFL and Jaden Daniels, but what would a Monday night Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe be without getting into the world of college football as good as it is? His name is David Teal, longtime college football scribe in Virginia, outstanding writer, longtime college football insider, and we are grateful as he's part of that panel that puts together the 16-team poll each and every Monday. I think we're into week 9 already. It's hard to believe it. David, my name is Marty Terrell. Thanks for popping on. How are you, David?
We're doing great, Marty, and as the husband of a huge Washington Commanders fan, I can assure you the Jaden Daniels play was very well received in our living.
You know, if you don't mind, I got to take advantage of that. I mean, come on now. This isn't only a rookie of the year. This is an MVP, David. I mean, we'll get to college football. We're looking at an MVP year. I mean, not just one play either. This kid's immensely talented. I don't even know where to start to compare him. He's one part Doug Flutie. He's a lot of parts Patrick Mahomes. He's a lot of Joe Montana. He's got a velvety soft touch. I mean, this kid is a born, gifted quarterback. I don't want to go too crazy here, but you go ahead. You mentioned it. I didn't know you were a Commanders fan. Let's have you weigh in on that. We'll dive into college. But give us that whole area, Northern Virginia, the state of Virginia, Washington, the Beltway. They're going to be going giddy. Let me hear.
Absolutely. Not only is he a born and gifted quarterback, he is a born and gifted leader. I don't know if you saw his post-game interviews, but he was as poised and as calm as if they just won by 2 touchdowns. You'd have never known it was this epic Hail Mary that will be talked about throughout this season across the NFL and forever in that franchise's war.
You know, I don't want to be in a world of absolutes, but I got to think the Commanders right now, they have gone from a complete disaster with Snyder, all sorts of ugliness and very sordid stuff involving cheerleaders and female broadcasters. To have this type of a turnaround, is it more Dan Quinn or what is it? How does this I haven't seen a transformation or a reclamation project this quickly. One final question there, and then we'll jump into the college stuff. Go ahead.
Karma and culture. Dan Snyder is out of the building. He's out of the organization. It means everything. And Dan Quinn is a huge upgrade on the sideline. And we've already talked about number 5 under center. You transform those 3 things, and you have what you see in the 6-2 record and atop the NFC East.
Yeah, well put. It really, truly is. All right, let's get to college. I don't know where to start other than Oregon is rightfully where they belong. Ohio State continues to play with fire. I love the fact that Penn State, and I had them losing, I'll be honest, I had them and BYU losing. I was wrong on both counts. Notre Dame made a statement, the middle of the pack there. Texas A&M, I'll tell you what, Mike Elko comes from Duke, done a heck of a job at College Station. Give me kind of an overview as we come here now, middle of the season for sure, on how you see the top 15 or top 16 in college football, David. Let me hear.
Well, I think the top 6 or maybe even 7, Marty, are pretty much a consensus. And that will be Oregon, Georgia, Penn State, Ohio State, Miami, Texas, Tennessee, in that order. And then after that, I think you can make the case for a whole lot of different folks. You mentioned Notre Dame. You know, I think in our particular poll, I think Alabama is very undervalued at number 14 because I believe the Crimson Tide have the best win of the season, and that's against Georgia. Yes, I know they've dropped 2 one-score games on the road, but you know, to Vandy and Tennessee, but those are two quality opponents. You mentioned A&M, that second half on Saturday night against LSU. We haven't even mentioned Iowa State sitting there undefeated along with BYU. Undefeated and unexpected. Indiana has not trailed all season. I'm from here in Virginia, and I went to James Madison. I know what Kurt Cignetti is all about. I've been around that JMU program when he was the head coach there, but I'm stunned at what he was able to do. You talk about transformations. It's happened in Bloomington, Indiana.
David, you are so right. Listen, I come from a UMass background. James Madison used to be in that, I don't know, it wasn't the Yankee Conference, but back in the late 80s, you know, UMass, Rhode Island, James Madison, little Villanova with, you know, Andy Talley, who's now in the College Football Hall of Fame and one of the pollsters. But I sit here in stone cold disbelief what Cignetti's done. I mean, it's like talk. I mean, most of these things are, you know, smoke and mirrors, but he's not. He's got transfer. It is a clue residual effect of Nil and the transfer portal. But what a story. I mean, what a story. And I'm telling you, nobody's going to want to play Indiana. And I'll tell you, I think they're going to make this playoff situation. Now, they've got to still go head-to-head with Ohio State. There's going to be no ambushing of Ohio State. Ohio State got sloppy this weekend and almost got picked off by Nebraska. But would you have ever believed me if I told you the game of the year in the Big Ten might be Indiana and Ohio State here? You would have thought I was nuts and had me drug tested. Let me hear.
I absolutely would have had you drug tested. But I think you're right. I think Indiana's going to be favored in every remaining game except Ohio State. Maybe it'll be a slight underdog against Michigan, but I doubt it. And you know, beyond Ohio State, Penn State this weekend, you know, we had Ohio State, Oregon earlier this year. That was an epic out in Corvallis. Indiana, Ohio State. Look forward to that, and we always do in basketball. It's been a long time since that football game mattered.
Again, David Teeler here. We're talking the world of college football. David, I guess where I want to go with you next is, you know, we talk about this all the time. Only 2 playoff teams, then 4 playoff teams. Now we triple it to 12. We're going to have a lot of controversy for that 12th spot as I come to you live here at Yankee Stadium. And you look at the poll this week that you guys all, you know, cobbled together here. And we're going to have all sorts of teams, you know, 13, 14, and 15. It's going to make the stretch drive in this month coming up November unprecedented. I guess what I'm saying to you, are we going to have more controversy, less controversy, or probably an equal amount?
I don't know that we'll ever quite match the controversy, Marty, of last season when Florida State became the first undefeated Power 5 conference champion to be omitted from the 14 CFP. The outrage there from so many quarters was pretty daggone loud. Sometimes too loud and over the top. But you're right. There is going to be all kinds of debate about those final 2 or 3 at-large spots. You know, which group of 5 conference champion gets the nod for that automatic playoff bid. Ashton Jeanty has Boise State on the cusp of that. But were the Broncos to stumble that would open up things perhaps for Army, maybe even Navy, despite Saturday's beatdown from Notre Dame. So many possibilities, but that's the beauty of the 12-team playoff. There are literally dozens of schools and teams still with legitimate aspirations of reaching this playoff. And when it was just four teams, you could have never said that as we approach November.
David, we love having you on. Thank you so much. Long time in Richmond, outstanding writer. You're a true mensch. Thank you for popping on. Let's do this again in a few weeks. Thank you so much, David. We'll talk to you down the road, pal. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
You got it. There you go. All right, there is Lacey Mazzilli, Lee Mazzilli's daughter, on the Jumbotron as we have the starting lineups announced. And Shohei Ohtani will lead off in DH for the Dodgers tonight. Walker Buehler against Clark Schmidt is the pitching matchup. All right, we will roll along here, heading towards the two-minute drill. Madness here in Yankee Stadium, down 0-2, have to win the game tonight. It's not like they are rolling out a, you know, blue-blooded stopper, lock, you know, hard-throwing right-hander. Clark Schmidt's a good pitcher, but he's more of a journeyman type of guy, off-speed pitches. He's not going to overpower you. Buehler, of course, has had two major arm operations. And I think the pitching matchup will really be kind of a secondary topic here tonight, ironically. I think it's going to be the bats. Can the Yankees get their bats going? I mean, when you really think about it, you got beat 6-3 and 4-2. You've had five runs in 19 innings of baseball because they had extra innings. You took the 3-2 lead. You had a 2-1 lead. You squandered it. You had a 3-2 lead. And then Freddie Freeman hits a grand slam. Now, you could put that scenario out there 150 times, and 149 times Freddie Freeman's not hitting a grand slam. But the one time that he did, it came in reality in game one of the 2024 World Series. So, you know, you can play the if and buts game all you want. The Dodgers have a 2-0 lead. They're in a very, very good spot tonight. They're in Yankee Stadium. As much as you look out here, as I sit behind home plate and I look out towards that right field foul pole and I see that porch just 314 feet away, and I say to myself, boy, Soto loves that. Wells loves that. Chapman loves that porch. Well, look at the left-handed sluggers, including Ohtani. All right? I look at the third and fourth deck here, and I can see Ohtani putting a baseball up there. Now, is Ohtani healthy? I don't know. I think he's as close to 100%. It was a minor dislocation, if there is such a thing. I mean, joints and bones are supposed to stay in joint. When they don't, there's some collateral muscle and bruising and stuff like this. Maybe some stiffness, you know, maybe a situation where he's not 100%, doesn't have a full range of motion. But I don't think the Dodgers with a 2-0 lead would do anything to risk the centerpiece of their franchise. I just don't think they would do that. So that being said, you know, it's all hands on deck for the Yankees tonight. Fascinating storyline developing here at Yankee Stadium tonight. And as we leave this stadium, probably around 11:30 Eastern time tonight, serenaded to Frank Sinatra's My Way or New York, New York, it better be a win. It'll be New York, New York. It better be a W in the New York column, or this World Series is just over for all intents and purposes. All right, we'll come back. Two-minute drill. Down the home stretch we go with Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Sorrell, live in Yankee Stadium on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, down the home stretch we go here on a very noisy Monday into a Tuesday. Stay with us throughout the night with more sports talk. Jen and Jeff Rich. Give you all the scores. They'll wrap up Yankees and Dodgers. As game three has to be a win for the Yankees, you would think, although the Red Sox have that history back in 2004. But, yeah, even down 0-2, the odds are long. They really and truly are. We'll see about Buehler tonight. We shall see. I don't know. Home field advantage tonight. Derek Jeter throwing out the first pitch. I mean, you want to believe if you're a Yankee fan, the crowd will be into it anyways. This is one of the noisiest buildings, but it's the World Series. I mean, if the World Series was in Boston, San Francisco, Atlanta, San Diego, Chicago, it doesn't matter. The World Series. Baseball at its absolute zenith. So we look forward to it. Monday night tonight, Pittsburgh and the Giants. You got the Knicks and the Cavaliers at Madison Square Garden. Donald Trump put 20,000 people in the world's most famous arena last night. So New York has been absolutely buzzing, but the buzz tonight is a baseball buzz with the interlocking NY on a navy dark blue hat. We shall see. Maybe Aaron Judge all of a sudden decides to find himself. It would be a welcome, welcome addition to the Yankees offense right now. They need Judge, and they need Judge in the worst way. We shall see. Stan? For his part, has done an outstanding job. He really and truly has. So we shall see. All right. We look forward to the week ahead, obviously. It's World Series Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday if necessary here in New York. Off-day travel day Thursday. We take us to L.A. for Friday and Saturday night. and away we go. NFL action, obviously, as we said, tonight. And then, obviously, we're getting towards already week 9. It's just hard to believe it. All right. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding job. David Teal, college football insider, longtime writer in Richmond, Virginia. Thanks to Tyler Levine and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy Game 3 of the World Series from the Yankee Stadium. And stay with us. Sports Talk coming up, top of the hour, following the update. Adios.